News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Playing a little holiday music for you. And guess what? Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue has agreed to hang out with me for the remainder of the hour. I'm so happy that you could stick around for a little bit. We're going to talk about Sonny's Barbecue and a few other Christmas things.
Yeah, we got to talk about what's going on in the community.
There's yes,
tons
yes.
of stuff going on. You have all the festivities going on downtown. And
well, I'm getting ready for the Cox Pensacola Christmas Parade, which is going to be this Saturday. And it's going to be fantastic Saturday night in downtown Pensacola.
Yeah.
And you had a great idea that you suggested to me, and I'm thinking I might have to follow through on this.
It might be one of my best ideas ever.
And that would be?
Well, I mean, if you're going to go to the Christmas Parade, and you're going to have to eat dinner either before or after.
Right.
You can go through Sonny's drive-thru.
See, I think that's a great
barbecue.
Idea. I think that's
pulled
a great
pork
idea.
Sandwiches for the whole family, some corn nuggets, maybe some fried okra, some of our French fries. And if you haven't tried our chicken tenders, our new chicken tenders, I say they're new. We've had these chicken tenders for a few months, and they're a big hit. People are loving the upgrade on the chicken tenders. So,
well, if you're not going to the Christmas parade, there's also this weekend we have the Pensacola Children's Chorus is performing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And this weekend, Pensacola Little Theater is opening A Christmas Story. So they're going to their shows are going to be at 7 o'clock, a little bit earlier for the holidays.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing. And again, you could go have a little dinner, go to the show, go to the parade.
Show. I mean, that's a whole thing, right?
Absolutely. And Justin, you know, perfect for the holidays, I think. So a lot going on. I know you keep one of the busiest schedules of anyone I know. Where are you off to this week?
Oh, goodness. Well, it's a crazy week. Just came into town last night about 11 o'clock and here this morning and taking care of a lot of catering orders, making sure we got all of our customers taken care of. And and then tomorrow have a few things that I'm getting taken care of. And then Friday, my daughter's getting married.
Oh, wait. Oh, so I should have been playing going to the chapel then instead of Christmas music. Oh, my goodness. You say that like I had this. Oh, and by the way, my daughter's hello. That's
it's a big
deal.
Day. It's a big deal. It's a big day.
That's
and
a
of
big
course,
deal.
We're going to have a little Sonny's Barbecue.
Oh,
of course
you are. That's perfect.
So, yeah, a couple months ago, my daughter's longtime boyfriend went with us to the commissioning of the USS McCool.
Oh, neat.
And got inspired.
Uh-huh.
And decided he wanted to serve our country, which his parents also did. My father did. And so he signed up to be a part of the U.S. Navy.
Wow. So congratulations.
They decided to take the plunge, and here we are.
Oh, hats off to anyone who makes that decision to serve our country. Really, that's really phenomenal.
He's very excited, and she's excited. And
oh, yeah.
And so it's going to be a good time. We're going to be out at Eights Ranch out in it's probably mid-Santa Rosa County.
Uh-huh.
You know, North Santa Rosa County goes way up, but Eights Ranch, and it's a beautiful venue out there, so we're going to do some.
All right, so I got to ask the question, Dad.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about walking your daughter down the aisle?
Don't make me cry on the radio.
I will say,
driving home last night, Tim McGraw's My Little Girl came on the radio, and it was the waterworks. Yeah, it was.
Oh,
I was
Eldon.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready for this.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so sweet, though.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Okay, well, we'll change the subject.
Talk about the brisket that we're going to be serving.
Yes, let's moving on to brisket. Okay. Congratulations. That's pretty neat. That's pretty special.
So we're excited about it. It's going to be a good time. We're going to celebrate with all of our families and friends and serve a little slow smoke Sonny's Barbecue.
It'll be perfect.
Brisket on the menu, some pulled pork, mac and cheese.
Careful now because now everybody that's been listening this morning is going to want to come. So.
Yeah. Oh, and I gave the address. Well, I didn't say what time it was.
But they can still go to Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
So to get all those
Absolutely.
Good things.
Absolutely. Come see us at Sonny's Barbecue. We take care of all your catering needs. Something that we are doing that a lot of people don't know about. And this is amazing. This is an amazing dish that we do for catering. But it is smoked buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, I love that. I love buffalo dip.
And it is delicious, let me tell you.
Okay.
So,
well, what were you telling me at the break? You started talking to me about desserts.
Oh, yeah. So
we missed that.
We do a lot of desserts. You know, One of the new ones that we're doing is this apple cinnamon bread pudding.
Which you brought to me last week. Thank you very much. It was so good.
Had I known every staff member here at ADX Communications and News Radio in Cat Country were going to be here, I would have brought some more.
Right.
We almost had a fight in the lobby.
Thank you very much. Well, yeah, we're all very
hungry.
But I
did make sure that you got one.
Thank you.
So that was the most
important
one.
So, I appreciate that.
But they are delicious. We have our donut holes that we do in the restaurant all the time.
Now, what are those?
Those are cinnamon donut holes. They're fresh fried.
So they're like little, they're like donut
the same
holes.
Sweet. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they're delicious. If you've not had them, they're good.
That sounds pretty
good. So that, we have, of course, our Southern banana pudding that you can get all the time. We do that for in-restaurant and also catering. And then peach cobbler we do for catering also.
Oh, see, these are all the really good Southern desserts. Mm-hmm. Peach cobbler, banana pudding. Yep. Those are classics.
And if you missed the peach cobbler egg rolls when we did them in the restaurant a few months back.
Peach cobbler egg rolls?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
You should see
phenomenal. Nothing else to say about them.
Okay, we'll just like drop the mic.
If you hear me talking about them on the radio or you see them on the menu, again, because it's supposed to be making a comeback at some point.
Okay.
Make sure you get them. Do not miss the opportunity. I was very sad, to say the least, when I found that they swapped them off the menu.
Well, that's kind of like the prime rib right now.
Yeah.
You definitely want to do that
now.
Prime
rib is going to be available for a limited time, basically through the end of February. So you want to take advantage of that. Come see us and eat it. Obviously, we're always going to have that on our catering menu. I did a birthday party for someone, and so we did some slow smoke prime rib for them for a 70th birthday party.
Oh, so nice.
We had that. That was just about 2 weeks ago, I think.
Very good.
We do it a lot for weddings. We do a lot of prime rib for weddings. We will actually carve it fresh on the line for you. We have a great catering team. They there's basically not a weekend that goes by that we're not doing a wedding somewhere here on the Gulf Coast.
So, I believe that. I believe that because the food is so good.
Yeah.
And it's such a great way to take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a great value.
Yes, you know, I was going to say very economical.
For what we
too.
Do, we have a great value, good quality products, slow smoke barbecue, all the sides. You know, the mac and cheese, you know, I was somewhere, I did a catered event for Studer Community Institute and somebody was in line. And they were like, well, I don't eat barbecue. And I was like, well, we got sides. And so they're vegetarian.
Mac and cheese.
Piled on the mac and cheese.
There you go. There you go. You're listening to Pensacola's Expert Panel this morning with Meg and Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question for Eldon about Sonny's or any of the events that we're talking about this morning, be sure and text in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a little break right now. But when we come back, we're going to talk about more of the holiday happenings right here in Pensacola. Cola on News Radio 92.3. News Radio 92.3, as he said, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and an expert on barbecue is here with us this morning. Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue. Thanks for hanging out with me this
Absolutely.
Morning. I really appreciate
You're
it.
It's such a pleasure to always to hang out and talk with and
there's just
have
so
a
much,
good time.
I know. There's so much going on right now in the community. And I had a funny text come in. So y'all probably know our friend Stefan Schmidt, who is with Key Marine, and he'll be on the show on Friday. Now, he's got kind of a wicked sense of humor.
Yeah.
So he sent in a question for you, Eldon, that basically, let me pull this question up real so I make sure I get
this it
right.
This sounds like trouble.
His question is there enough room to get the crew to Yaya's float through the Sonny's Barbecue drive-through? Good one, Stefan.
I think the clearance is only 9 feet.
Okay,
so for the actual drive-through speaker.
Because I'm thinking that's a lot of people, so, a lot of barbecue.
And I'm trying to remember the Yaya's float, but I'm pretty sure it's a double-decker.
I think it is too. Yeah,
I don't think it's gonna work.
I don't know, but they could park in the parking lot.
Could park in the back of the parking lot.
There you go.
I mean, order it to go. I mean, maybe we can rent it out to you, buddy. I don't think the drive-through is gonna work for that option. Maybe just the truck that pulls
there
it.
There you go. Could detach
maybe.
The truck.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Drop the trailer in the parking lot and then pull the truck through.
Well,
That sounds like a lot of extra work, though.
Well, I think they should just all get off the float.
and come
in the store.
Because if you haven't heard, we have banquet rooms.
I was just
going to
say, get a banquet room and you'll be all
set. We can host you 40 people at the 9th Avenue location or 75 at our Navy Boulevard location.
That sounds perfect.
Depending on which one's closest for you.
Now, if you have a question, see, it could be any kind of a question. So anything goes. Be sure and text in at 850-437-1620. We'll do our best to answer it. And speaking of the float, that brings us back to the parades. If you're not aware, the Pensacola Christmas Parade is going to be this Saturday, and it'll be downtown Pensacola in the evening at 6:30. You don't want to miss it. You could go have a little barbecue before the parade. That's one of the things happening. We also have PLT is presenting A Christmas Story, Pensacola Little Theater. And by the way, we are giving away tickets here on News Radio 92.3 FM all throughout the day. So keep listening for your cue to text in or call, and you might be able to win yourself a pair of tickets for A Christmas Story.
Stay tuned, as they say.
Stay tuned, exactly. And there's also a couple of other things that are going on this weekend. Studer Community Institute is having their gingerbread house competition on Saturday. And you were telling me that you were heading out to an event this weekend.
Yeah, so the Holly Jolly Mall Walk is benefiting Big Brothers Big Sisters. Going to be at Cordova Mall. I believe 7 a.m. is the start time. You're going to be able to get early access into Cordova Mall on probably one of the biggest shopping days of the year.
Yes.
And so it's a great fundraiser.
That's at Cordova Mall?
At Cordova Mall, yes, ma'am.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
And so there's going to be lots of treats. There's going to be several vendors there. And then, like I said, you're going to get early access to the mall. You're going to beat the crowd, as they say.
See, I think that's pretty smart. Yeah. Get your exercise in.
Yep.
For a good cause.
For a good cause.
And then go shopping.
Have some yummy treats.
Yes.
And do a little shopping.
I think that sounds good. That
and
sounds
then
good.
You're talking about Saturday, the Christmas parade. And we did talk about coming through the Sunny's drive-thru. But for dine-in customers, we do Kids Eat Free on Saturday.
Oh,
and so
wow.
If you're going to
dine-in. That's huge. Yes.
So you bring those kids if you're going to the gingerbread event down at Studer Community Institute, or you're going to the parade, which depending on which way you're coming from.
Well, there's also the Pensacola Children's Chorus will be performing this whole weekend at the Sanger Theater. So you could come in too and bring the kids in. That's phenomenal.
So every Saturday, and this is year round. Every Saturday, Kids Eat Free with one kid free with an adult entree. And so we do that all on the Gulf Coast Market. The other thing we do is buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches on Monday.
You were telling me about that.
So that's a great one. So you take advantage of that. And then we also do have some all-you-can-eat options too. And so all-you-can-eat chicken on Sunday, I believe it's $16.99. All-you-can-eat St. Louis ribs, $19.99. So we have some all-you-can-eat options. A lot of people back in the day, as they say, Sunny's was very much known, but we do continue that. So at different times,
great.
So it is available. So you have all-you-can-eat options. So you're looking for a delicious barbecue meal and want to make sure you get your fill.
Well, see, now is the time to do that. Not that you wouldn't want to do it year-round, but anything goes right now until January 1st or 2nd.
Yeah.
Or 3rd.
Calories don't count in the holidays.
It keeps extending. I said, I'm going to go on that fitness and my new training and everything January 1st, and then that kind of gets bumped a little. But, you know, this is the time to have the all-you-can-eat specials for sure.
For sure. So come see us. Those all-you-can-eat specials, dining in, and then also, for takeout, the holiday feast, taking care of all your family. You're out shopping all day long. Give us a call. Go online, sunnysbarbecue.com. You can place your online order there and pick it up. So it's nice and convenient. You're not having to wait, minimizing your weight. You
of
know?
Course, yeah, that's so much better, for sure. Well, there's just so much happening. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention Pensacola Winterfest, which is going on downtown. The Grinch is in the house, Polar Express, Ebenezer Scrooge. You'll see just about anything Christmassy in the holiday season that you can think of. You can hop on the trolley and take advantage of that. You've got the Christmas on the Coast. We mentioned that in the Pensacola's Children's Chorus coming up this weekend. And we have the, let's see what else we've got. We mentioned coming up now in New Year's, got several things right before New Year's. We have Pensacola Ballet, and they're doing the Nutcracker, which is phenomenal. And then on New Year's, you're going to have the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra does a concert as well, which is an earlier concert. Then after that, you can go out to Pensacola Beach and see the incredible fireworks display that they're going to have this year right there on the Sound. And then the next day, start the year off right and participate in the Pensacola Beach Polar Bear Plunge. You should see that went over well. You should see Eldon's face when I said polar bear plunge.
So last year, my soon-to-be daughter's husband and his family and our family went out to the beach and we polar bear plunged at midnight.
Oh, at midnight. Okay.
And
how was that?
Cold.
Yeah, it's very cold.
That is the best way to describe it. So
well, this one's a lot of fun. The Pensacola Beach Chamber sponsors this one. You get a T-shirt, and they have the horn. Everybody jumps in at once. It's on that day, January 1st, right there at Paradise.
Yeah.
And it's been an annual tradition for years and years and years. And it usually isn't too bad. I think last year was kind of in the 60s or 70s. It wasn't too bad.
The sun would help a lot.
Yes,
it
would
dark
help a lot.
And cold and windy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, on that note, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Pensacola's Expert Panel. We'll be back with you in just a couple minutes. Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Congratulations again to Vanessa Fox, who won the giveaway today for Sonny's Barbecue. And I've got Eldon Scott in the studio, who's sweet enough to hang out with me a little bit so we can talk about all the events this weekend and the holidays. But there was one thing we forgot to talk about.
Oh.
I think you were mentioning to me that you have an app.
We do have an app, so you can go
I did not to, know that.
Yeah, you can go to the Apple Store or your Google Play Store, and you can download a Sonny's app. And that's how you you're able to track all your rewards. When you download the app, you actually get $5 off your, I believe it's $25 purchase. You know,
oh, that's
for your
great.
First purchase. The other thing is free barbecue on your birthday.
Oh.
So you get a free birthday big deal. So make sure you go and download that app.
Okay, you just sold me because mine's coming up in January.
Oh, yeah? What day?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, you're not going to say on air? Correct. I forget about this.
In January.
Since everybody knows where my daughter's wedding is
that's
now.
Right. That's right.
We're going to have a big old party.
Yeah, there
if
you
we
go.
Run out of food, we run out of food.
There you go. That's it. There you go. So you just go to Google Play or the iPhone store.
Yeah,
you can
just
get
go
it.
To those app stores. You can download it. Sonny'sBBQ.com. You can also get a link to it there so you can download that app on your phone. And they're always doing different rewards and promos, free teas, free appetizers, free desserts. And then you accumulate points based on your purchases also. So you get some extra barbecue. Because who doesn't like some extra barbecue when you love barbecue already?
That's exactly right. You also have a Facebook page.
We do have a number of Facebook pages. So we have local pages and then we have our main Sonny's Facebook page. You can follow along. It has all the announcements for Sonny's barbecue nationwide. And so you can follow us there and keep track of all the things going on. Our pitmaster, Shannon Snell, he has a YouTube channel, so you can see
some behind-the-scenes
thing on the YouTube channel.
Say that one again.
Shannon Snell, but it's Sonny's Barbecue.
Sonny's Barbecue.
And if you look hard enough, you can find the commercial where the schooler was actually created. So you go digging in there. So our marketing agency built that schooler. I wound up with it and the cowboy hat and the French shirt. The whole reason why the craziness goes on.
Yeah,
we have a good time talking about the barbecue here on the Gulf Coast, spreading the spirit of barbecue is like we like to say. And so come see us at Sonny's for your holidays, needs, catering, gift cards, banquets, all the things. We'd love to take care of you.
There you go. Thank you so much, Eldon, for being here this morning with Sonny's Barbecue on Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. We'll be back again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. In the meantime, it's time to take a break for some news. I hope you have a fabulous Wednesday.
Thanks,
as we said. Thank you.